I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. That we can have intimacy with God is a significant paradox of the Christian life. How can we even pretend to know the creator of the universe? The majesty of God makes him unknowable to us. We can't see all of him. We can't even see most of him. We see a fraction. And this makes sense. If God were not set apart from us in this way, he might be a good friend, but he wouldn't be able to care for our needs or handle the problems we bring to him or keep the universe turning. And yet, God wants to know us intimately. He desires closeness with us, familiarity with us. There is an unspannable distance between us and God, a divide we cannot cross. But God does not want to be known as a king who lives far away, over there, and occasionally does things over here that have an impact on us. He wants to know us like a friend. And since we cannot cross this divide between our frail humanity and his infinite majesty, God comes to us. He crosses the divide. Psalm 139's devotional language speaks to the intimacy God has and wants with us. He sees us at all times. There is no place we can go to get away from his presence. He formed us. He's our creator. Verse 14 says, "Wonderful are all your works. My soul knows it very well." The God who made all things, the God who made you, wants to know you intimately, like a friend. It would be impossible, but he made a way through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Creator wants to know you. How does that make you feel? Some of us want to run away because God is just too good and we don't feel comfortable in his presence. But Psalm 139 speaks to that too. We can't get away from his presence. Running from him is pointless. What we need to do when confronted with the paradox of God's desire for intimacy with us, is to surrender. To say with the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me instead in the way everlasting." Know my heart, know my thoughts. I even want you to know my anxieties, the things I don't share with other people. Intimacy requires vulnerability. We don't get it without an investment. Let down your walls today. God already sees you. He already knows you. Invite him to know you more. And as you do, you will come to know him more, and he will lead you into a life worth living. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.